Endeavour, this is Houston. I guess we can go ahead with the plane change data anytime you're ready to copy.
Okay, Carl, stand by one.
Let's start out with the cue card, if that's okay with you.
Okay, Carl, go ahead.
Okie doke. As you know, this burn is going to be fairly normal burn on bank B only. The only really special thing to remember is to close that SPS pilot valve main B at 2 minutes before the burn. To make sure that we've got all the verifications and everything else straight, though, let's go back into the cue card and do some verifying right after you cycle the cryo fan and before you go into your delta V check. And at that point, we've got, first of all, EMS function off. Verify that before you put in the EMS breakers. Second is the circuit breakers, EMS, main A and B, both of them closed. Third step there is to verify that the circuit breakers, group 5, both of them are closed. And the fourth step there is to verify at this point that both of your SPS pilot valve circuit breakers are open. The only other change to the front side of your cue card is the trivial point down below when you're checking your stabilization control circuit breakers on panel 8 that there's only 10 of them closed at this time instead of 12. Right, that's the stabilization control and SPS breakers.
Roger, I understand. SPS burn is going to be a nominal bank B burn, bank B only burn. But to get set up for it, we want to check after cycle cryo fans, check that the EMS is off, get the two EMS circuit breakers in, check that the group 5 circuit breakers are closed, and check that the SPS pilot valves both are open at that time. And then down where it says CB stability control panel 8 and SPS 10 or 12, we'll make that a 10.
Roger. And then over there on the back of the card. Would you give us high gain auto right now, Al?
Okay.
And on the back side of the card at minus 2 minutes, we have the delta V, just above the delta V thrust, we want to put in the circuit breaker, SPS pilot valve main B closed at that point, followed immediately by your delta V thrust switch, which in this case is your B switch, not your A switch. Cross out the A. Down below at
SPS pilot valve main B closed before delta V thrust B switch to normal.
That's affirmative. And down below at plus 3 seconds, you can cross out the delta V thrust switch normal there, since this is a single bank burn. And Al, we'd like to have high gain antenna wide beam for about 5 seconds and then narrow. And the final point in the checklist is in the cleanup down below, preferably after circuit breaker SPS pitch 1 and YAW 1 open. Let's get our circuit breakers cleaned up here. Let's put in circuit breaker SPS pilot valve, main B open. Also, circuit breaker EMS, both of them open.
Roger, understand in the cleanup, about where CB SPS pitch one yaw one are open, we'll pull CB SPS pilot valve main B open and CB EMS 2 open.
That's correct, and that's assuming that your cue card was clean to start with, that should give you a good cue card, not only for the plane change, but also for any rescue maneuvers and also for the shaping burn.
Roger, understand.
I have... And I have the comments here on trimming your residuals, if you're ready to copy those.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, LOPC residuals. First of all, trim VGY to 0.2 feet per second. Next, and this is because our quad C RCS is low and we're trying to conserve it in the trimming. If you have a negative VGY, roll 90 degrees counterclockwise and use your minus Z thrusters. If you have a positive VGY, roll 90 degrees clockwise and use your minus Z thrusters. And one final comment here is during the burn, we would like to keep the oxidizer flow valve in the decrease position.
Understand you want the oxidizer flow valve in the decreased position.
Affirmative. And did everything come through on the trim?
Roger, Carl. You wanted to add to the trim rules that we already have established for the plane change that if the residual is a plus VGY greater than 0.2 of a foot per second, then we roll clockwise 90 degrees and use the minus Z thrusters. Otherwise, the same as printed in the flight plan.
That's affirmative, Val.
And also, you want the Pugs valve in decrease.
That's affirmative. And the next bit of information I have for you is the plane change pad.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, purpose PC, SPS GNN, 37202, plus 033. Plus 107 165 11 3196 minus 000902 plus 03303 plus 00184 0 roll 0 pitch 0 yaw 0644. I'll say that again for HA. 00644. HP is plus 00533. 03309er. 018. 03191. 36. 0128 392. The rest is NA. Set stars are Deneb and Vega. 189er. 256-330. College, we would like two quads, B and D quads. 17 seconds, 17 seconds, and that's all.
Okay, understand. This is plate change one, SPS GNN. 37202 plus 033 plus 107. 165113196 minus 00092 plus 03303 plus 00184. Goal pitch and yaw are all zeros. 00644 plus 00533. 03309 018. 03191 36. 0128 392. Vega Denver set stars at 189-256-330. All engines to jet, 17 seconds, using quads B and D.
That's all correct. Al, we'd like to verify that the oxidizer flow valve was in a decreased position at the end of the last burn and has been there since then.
Negative, Carl. It was in normal at the end of the last burn, which was the circularization burn, and it's been in normal since then. It's in decreased now. I put it there after you called it out on the pad.
Thank you, Al. Just a reminder, Al, since I've been reading a lot of things to you about the pan camera mode standby power on.
Roger, it's there now.
And I have a TEI 52 pad anytime you're ready to copy.
Okay, go ahead.
TEI 52, SPS GNN, 36003, plus 060, plus 107, 18031, 5188, plus 30300, minus 08939. Minus 02310, 180, 088, 346. The rest is NA. We have two jets for 17 seconds with the B and D quads, Bravo and Delta quads. The lambda at TIG is plus 177.77. And it assumes LOPC and ascent ref mat.
Roger, understand TEI 52, SPS GNN, 36003, plus 060, plus 107, 180315188, plus 30300. Minus 089039, minus 02310, 180088346. Two jet, 17 seconds, using quads B and D. And lambda TIG is plus 177.77, and the pad assumes the plane change and ascent rest mat.
That's all correct. Endeavour, we're ready for pan camera power off now.
power's off.